I like to think of my relationship with these shores being in three acts. Act number one, I call the consumer period from 1971 to 1991. When Tom and I moved to Bellevue, we started attending East Shore in 1971. And we both, I joined in 1984, Tom joined and signed in 1985. We enjoyed many programs here at East Shore at that time. Some remarkable ones might be the music by Gerald Keckley, particularly the holiday services with the full orchestra. And then there were the wonderful lecture series that Pat Davenport developed with her connections at the University of Washington. The most famous series was with Giovanni Costigan, and he could really fill the sanctuary. There were two smaller group opportunities we also enjoyed, which helped us get involved and learn people more on a one-to-one basis. That was the Hiking and Muffin Club that Leon and Dorothy founded, similar to the outdoor group you have going today. And the other was a rotating monthly potluck in members' homes. I would say our financial contribution at the church at this time was modest. Act two, sabbatical. In 1991, Leon retired, so we kind of retired from the church as well. We both had careers. Our kids were out of the house. We got more interested in cycling and hiking and travel. We did drop by the church occasionally to hear Reverend Newton's wonderful services. I would say our financial contribution this time was very, very modest. Act three, 2013 to the present, I call that our contributing period. In 2013, we came to a memorial service for Jan Goes, and we're just struck by the beauty of the campus, the outstanding memorial service that Peter Luton put on, and it was wonderful to see many familiar faces. Independently, Tom and I both decided we wanted to return to the East Shore community. Of course, we were disappointed when Reverend Luton retired in 2015, but by then, we were very involved in church activities, particularly on social issues such as Black Lives Matter and the Climate Action Ministry. What I really like about East Shore is the many diverse interests, the talents and imagination, and that we all come here for different reasons and different times of our lives. It's important that we keep East Shore on a good financial basis in order for that to be available. Luckily for us, there were generous supporters during our so-called sabbatical. Since returning, Tom and I have increased dramatically our giving to the fund, yearly fund pledge, as well as naming East Shore in our charitable trust, because we want East Shore to be here now and in the future.